إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, in our series on emotions, I want to talk about the emotion that is most talked about and probably most misunderstood, and that is the emotion of love. People call all kinds of things love. But love is an emotion which is based on, it's funny because in the human world we have been created with so many things that we have to understand two very important things about love. One is that love happens not because of, but in spite of. Love happens not because of, but in spite of. And love happens only and only when there is forgiveness. If you have love because of, then that love is very fragile and it is very temporary. Because the nature of the human being is such that the reason why you loved somebody, you will very quickly discover things in that person which are different from that, which are opposite of that. And the closer you get to that person, the more quickly you discover those things. And that's why in English there is a proverb, it says, familiarity breeds contempt. So, if you love somebody, you want to get close to them. And if you get close to them, you discover their feet of clay. And since you loved them because of something, your love is gone. You don't love them anymore. So love that is based on because of will not last, but love that is based in spite of, that one lasts. And love can be based in spite of only if there is forgiveness. I love somebody in spite of that because I forgive that part. I forgive that fault. I ignore that fault. In spite of that fault, I love the person. Because wallahi, except for the person of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is not a person in the world before or after who did not have faults. The Anbiya were the only people who were sinless. The Anbiya were the only people who didn't have faults. Other than that, everybody has faults. And if you put your finger on that and if you say, well, you know, I will love a person only if he or she does not have this, that's not going to happen. That is simply not going to happen. Allah did not create people like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the human being is zaluman jahula, daifa, ajula, you know, all mistakes. He is weak, he is zalim, he is jahil, he is in a hurry to do things. All problems. So, if you want to, we like to talk about love. So we must love the whole world. You can love the whole world, provided you are willing to forgive the whole world. The finest example of this, of course, is from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he not only forgave people their faults, but he even forgave people the transgressions against himself. He forgave people the way they oppressed him. And if you look at the seerah, the thing that was the turning point with regard to the history of the Muslims was Fatah Makkah. And not because Makkah was opened, not because Makkah was conquered, but because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave the people of Makkah. Fatah Makkah is not a turning point because Makkah was conquered. Many, many places were conquered. But Makkah, Fatah Makkah, the opening of Makkah was a turning point in the history of the Muslims because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave the people of Makkah. And because he forgave the people of Makkah, he put to rest all vendettas, all revenges. And he opened a new door in the history of the Muslim nation, where people could now relate to the Muslims without fear, and the Muslims could relate to them without hatred. So because of his forgiveness, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never allowed the fire of hatred even to be lighted. To the extent that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as they were entering Makkah, the troops were entering Makkah, somebody came and reported to him that Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, who was leading the Ansar, and he was leading the battalion. He said, Al-Yawm Yawmul Malhama. He said, today is the day of killing. Today is the day of slaughter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him, and he took away the command of the regiment from him, and he gave it to his son. Now there's a whole hikmah in why he did all that and so on, but because he didn't want to humiliate his sahabi, and he was Sa'd bin Mu'adh was the head of the Banu Aws. He didn't want to humiliate him, but at the same time, he wanted to give a very clear message. And what did he do? He changed the wording of Sa'd bin Mu'adh. Sa'd bin Mu'adh said, Al-Yawma Yawmul Malhama. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Yawma Yawmul Marhama. He said, today is the day of Rahmah. Today is the day of Rahmah. And he gave the command of the regiment to Sa'd bin Mu'adh. Now the point is that if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had not done that, he was entering Makkah at the head of 10,000 troops. Many of them, if not all, but many of them, were people who had enough and more grouses, who had enough and more reasons to take revenge. They would have laid Makkah waste. They would have completely wiped out, the people of Makkah. And whereas there might have been some personal satisfaction at that point in time by doing that, that would have opened the doors for unlimited hatred and unlimited vendettas and revenges until the end of time. So there would have been no time to talk about Islam, no time to present Islam, nothing. People would be too busy killing each other and fighting each other and protecting themselves from each other, and there would be no time to do anything else. By that one action of his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of forgiving the people of Makkah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam closed the doors to all of this forever. And people became brothers. People who had persecuted each other, they became brothers. And they became the greatest of friends, and they remained in that brotherhood. Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, one of the leader of the enemies of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not just the enemy, he was the head of them. Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, became such a sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that till the end, he was the most loyal human being, and he loved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so also with many other people. But the key is what? The key to love is forgiveness. We have to forgive each other. We have to forgive each other if somebody asks forgiveness, or even if they don't ask forgiveness. Final point I want to make is that if you don't forgive, what happens? If you do not forgive, that feeling of having been wronged, or that feeling of dislike of somebody, or that feeling of hatred of somebody, this is a burden that you are carrying. In many cases, the other person may not even know, or even if they know, they don't care. They don't care. I mean, somebody says, so-and-so doesn't like you. Who cares? Don't like. Since so-and-so is bad-talking you, go ahead, most welcome, please. I'm very happy. Bad-talk as much as you want, because all your good deeds will come to me. What do I care? But the one who's bad-talking, the one who's slandering, the one who's carrying that burden of hatred of someone, he is the one who's suffering, because he is the one who's carrying this unnecessary load, this garbage, for no rhyme or reason. It does not benefit him, and it does not harm the one about whom he is thinking bad. Forgiveness is to dump this load. That load is garbage. The place for garbage is not on your head. The place for garbage is in the garbage bin. throw it there and you relieve yourself. Say, Alhamdulillah, this whole load I was carrying of hatred of this one, that one. We live in a world today, people say the world runs on love. This world doesn't run on love. Allah, may Allah forgive us. This world runs on hatred. And that is what must change. If we want this world to be a world that is worth living in, we have to change this. Change it from a world which runs on hatred to a world which runs on love. And that will happen only and only and only if we learn to forgive. There's no magic formula involved. You can't suddenly one day turn and I will love. How will you love? Unless you forgive, you cannot love. And unless you love, you will never have a world which is worth living in. So it's very important for us to learn to forgive one another. Forgive the one who asked forgiveness and forgive the one who did not ask forgiveness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives those who ask and Allah forgives even those who don't ask. And that's the reason why we forgive, because we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And we forgive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be merciful to the people of the earth so that the owner of the heavens, the one on the heavens, he is merciful to you. We forgive people so that Allah will forgive us. You say, oh Allah, I forgive this person, he did this harm to me, Allah, you forgive me. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds us accountable for what we do, we don't do to him, because nothing can affect Allah, but we do with respect to his rights, then we will be nowhere. And therefore we forgive because we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Our forgiveness also has nothing to do with the individual. We don't forgive a person so that he will, no, we forgive so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also put love for us in the hearts of the other people. But we have to forgive. Carrying this burden of dislike and hatred is the most retarded, the most stupid thing in the world. There's nothing more stupid than that. Anyone who considers himself to be intelligent, if he's carrying around the burden of hating other people, whether individuals or groups, this is completely insane. Completely insane. So remove all this hatred, forgive people, whoever it is, groups or individuals, countries, nations. We do not hate anybody. We forgive people, Alhamdulillah. Because end of the day, this world is going to end. Whether you have everything in it or you have nothing in it, it's still going to end. So we forgive people and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And that is what will make, inshallah, our lives full of love. And we hope that it will make this world full of love, so that this world will be really something that is worth living in and worth bequeathing to our generations to come.